Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. That was anticlimactic, and actually, it's way too early for this episode to come out, but I'm still recording it. So I'm gonna jump right into the topic. I can't stress enough how important it is to do things before you think you're ready. Because if you wait for that perfect moment when you think everything is in place and you are perfectly ready and equipped for everything in front of you, you're very likely going to wait a long, long time. And this is coming from someone who has always been the opposite of what I just said. I always waited until I was ready. Even when I was a child, when I was really little and I learned how to walk, I tried it once and then I noticed that I couldn't walk properly on my own. So I sat back down and I didn't try to walk for months. And then eventually I was ready and I walked. And that changed from one second to the other. So I basically started walking normally when I was ready. And my philosophy or my thinking on those terms has kind of changed, because sometimes it's really, really important to do something when you feel like it. You know, sometimes you get that feeling like you should be doing something and it's really an intuitive impulse. And then you start overthinking it and thinking, oh, maybe I should do this and that, and I don't have this or that, so on and so forth. And then you get in your own way. But actually, intuitively, you wanted to do it. You wanted to try it. You wanted to risk something. And so I think it's really, really important to listen to your intuition and listen to that inner voice, that longing you have inside of you for certain things and experiences. And the reason I named this episode Why Things Work Out When You Do is pretty simple, because you don't feel ready to work out, or at least I don't feel ready to work out. And I didn't feel ready yesterday, and I didn't think it was the perfect time or anything, but I did it anyway. I did it because I know that it's the best for me and that it's the healthiest choice I have to move my body, even though I don't feel like it, or even though I'm a little tired after work. But moving my body, even if it's just for 10 minutes, and spoiler, it was like for 10 minutes, literally, it just felt so good. And I think that a lot of things in our lives fall into place when we operate that way, when we start to live intuitively and when we start to listen to our inner voice that calls us to certain things. And things around you work better if you work out, if you do something for yourself that you know is kind of hard today, but it's going to pay off tomorrow or even right after you finish doing it. I kind of like the notion of doing something for your future self, or doing something your future self would be proud of, or just think of yourself tomorrow. Like, would you feel better if you did that certain thing, or would you feel worse? And most likely, when it comes to healthy things, like, and we're talking a healthy, decent amount of exercise, not like overdoing it right away, but most likely, you're going to be proud of yourself. You're going to feel very aligned and confident because you did something that was hard, but you did it anyway, and you pushed your limits, and you learn so much from doing that in every area of your life. You can benefit from that mindset in so many situations, like not giving up when things get hard, pushing through difficulties, doing hard things even though you don't feel like doing them. Those are all really, really important qualities, and you learn them, for example, through working out, but also through listening to your intuition and your inner voice that calls you forward and that propels you forward towards the things that are meant for you. And oftentimes, it just takes a decision. I think we all know the saying, only time can heal, or only time heals, and that's partly true, but I've noticed that I cling on to things and I hold on to things if I don't decide to let them go. I can only hold on if I don't make the conscious decision to let go and to free myself of the things and people and situations that aren't really good for me anymore. But with a conscious decision, everything changes and everything's possible. So to end this episode, I would summarize it very simply. Do hard things on a regular basis. Don't overdo it, but challenge yourself. Make the conscious decision to grow, to do something that isn't as easy as other things, that isn't easy today, but that's going to bring you so much joy, happiness, strength, and a lot of other benefits tomorrow. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcast to let me know that you liked it. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out tremendously and would be so amazing. You can also recommend my podcast to someone else if you like. Other than that, I will catch you next week in a fresh new episode. Stay tuned. Bye.